audience chanted "Death to America" and "God is great" as Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei told them he would not yield to pressure to change the results of the disputed June 12th presidential election in which incumbent Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was declared the victor. The Ayatollah has ordered protests to end, and the Iranian news network quoted him as saying giving into such pressure would be violating election law and will lead to dictatorship. The Ayatollah says this does not mean he is willing to turn a blind eye to mistakes, but he believes all discussions and encounters over the issue should be kind and sincere. The Ayatollah granted the body overseeing election disputes, the Guardian Council, an extra 5 days until June 24th to resolve complaints. The council spokesman indicated Tuesday the body would not annul the results of the election because there were no major polling irregularities. Iranian media also reports that one defeated presidential candidate, Mohsen Rezai, has withdrawn his complaints of voting irregularities to the council. Meanwhile, eyewitnesses say many opposition supporters took to their rooftops overnight to shout Allahu Akbar, a rally cry of defeated presidential candidate Mir Hussein Mousavi. A video on Mr. Mousavi's Facebook website shows hundreds of cars purportedly honking horns Tuesday to protest government actions. Mr. Mousavi's wife, Zahra Ranavard, is calling for protests to continue and for all arrested protesters to be released. Hundreds of Iranian politicians, journalists, intellectuals, as well as ordinary citizens have been arrested in recent days. New York-based Human Rights Watch also reported that a notoriously abusive Iranian prosecutor, Saeed Mortezavi, has been charged by the government with investigating key reformists who are now under arrest. The Arab Daily Ashark al-Awsat and Al Arabiya TV are reporting a split within Iran's ruling clerical establishment and report former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani is trying to unseat Ayatollah Khamenei. But Professor Fuad Ajami of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies says such talk may be exaggerated.
I think the clerical estate will hang together or it will hang separately. Yes, Rafsanjani doesn't care much for Ahmadinejad. Yes, Rafsanjani has had all kinds of differences with the supreme leader. And yes, Rafsanjani, of all people, must know that behind the curtain there is not a wizard but just an old man. He's inside the system and knows the limitations of Khamenei. But nevertheless, I don't think he will attempt such a daring thing. I think the unity of the clerical estate is crucial to them all. And I think that Rafsanjani is shrewd enough to know once you go down that path, that's a path of no return.
Professor Ajami says he believes Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani, who recently distanced himself from the government crackdown on opposition protests, could be seeking a middle ground between the opposition and embattled President Ahmadinejad. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.